we missed that first quarter. I was just a smidge busy. But we have 9-16 in favor of Sandpoint here with Sandpoint against New Haven Mountaineers. And right now we have a shot by number 34. Josh Clark, he'll score up for three. No good. Ryder Gunderson with the steal. He goes up in the layup. And he misses the rebound by Ortega back to Gunderson. He'll put that one up. That one's good. 9-18. And we have Payne bringing it down for the New Haven Malamutes. And he'll try to get it over a player. And then we'll go out of bounds. So Eagles will get possession. Mack bringing it back to half court line. Pass over to Gunderson. Gunderson will try to drive the baseline. He'll get it into Wilson. Wilson will put it up. No good rebound by Zakara. It'll be taken away from his hand from Wilson and put right back up. That's good for two. Payne with the ball for New Haven. Over to Zakara. Zakara to Clark. Clark will run the baseline. He'll put it up. In and out. Rebound by Smith. Smith to Mack. Mack will bring it down pretty fast. He'll pass over to Ortega. Ortega with a nice 10-foot shot, and it's no good. Rebound by Zakar. Zakar to Tretikoff, and then he'll get it over to Payne. He'll bring it down. Back over to Tretikoff. Over to Zakar. He'll take the 3-point shot, and it is short. Rebound by Clark. And they'll almost lose the ball. They'll keep possession. Payne with the ball now. Over to Richtroff. Richtroff to Clark. He'll try to get it into an open player, but it'll go off the foot of Evan Wilson. Possession will stay here with the Malamutes. They'll get it under their hoop. And they're going to call a 30-second time out in for they're both visitors, but playing for the under the home on the score clock is the New Haven Malamutes. In for them is senior Jared Richteroff, senior Gregory Zakar, sophomore Matthew Tretikoff, sophomore Josh Clark, and their eighth grader, Jared Payne. And they are coached by Bob Rutnowski. And now it needs to take it out under their hoop. Inbound pass by Richteroff out to Tretikoff. He'll get it over to Clark. Clark to Zakar. He'll put it up. No good. Back out to Clark. Long pass over to Tretikoff. He's looking for an open player. He'll find Zakar. Zakar to Payne. Payne over to Tretikoff. He'll put up a shot. No good. Gunderson with the rebound. He'll find Mack going down all by himself. He'll put up a layup shot, and that's good, making it 9-22, 5:40 left in the first half. Payne over to Clark. Clark to Zakar. He'll pass into Tretikoff, and he'll put it up good for 2 points. Mack bringing it down for the Eagles. Doing some good ball handling, trying to find an open player. He'll get it over to Gunderson. Gunderson will drive the baseline, put it up. No good. And they're going to call a foul on 23. Over the back, that's blue. 23 over the back, that's foul on Carl Smith. Foul mute ball. Jared Payne bringing it past the half court for the Malamutes. He'll get it over to Clark. Clark to Zakar. Zakar will get it back out to Payne. Payne back to Zakar. He'll drive it in the paint. He'll put it up, and it's short. No good. It's going to go out of bounds off him. Possession goes back to Sandpoint. Mack bring it down over to Gunderson. Gunderson into Wilson. Wilson do a dribble. Try to get it up. And as he tries to come up, Matthew Tretikoff will have the ball with him. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession will stay with Sandpoint. Not quite sure what's... I see something on the floor. The refs are just moving, and game is back in play. Mack inbound pass to Smith. Back to Mack. He'll try to drive his way in. Get it back out to Smith. Smith with a 3-point shot. Short. Rebound by Tretikoff. He'll get it out to Clark. Clark to the car. Over to number 10. He'll shoot. Missed. Rebound by Wilson. Wilson to Gunderson. Gunderson over to Carl. Missed. He'll put it up. No good. Get his own rebound. Put it right back up for 2 points. 11-24. Just 4:20 left in this first half. Payne bringing it past the half court. Long pass over to Carl Smith. He'll get that steal. Colton passes it down to Gunderson. Gunderson over to New Haven. So that's a turnover. And number 10 with a layup shot. That one's up and good. That's Matthew Tretikoff. So again, Mac bringing it down for 10 points. Mac over to Ortega. And it'll be stolen away from him. And number 5, Jared Payne, will bring it down for New Haven. Over to Tretikoff to the car. He'll get it back over to Payne. He'll bring his way up to the top. And they're going to call a foul on number 11 with the body. With the leg or something, just playing a little hard. Foul on standpoint, Ryder Gunderson. So Clark with the inbound tries to get to his cutter in there. He'll take the 3-point shot. No good. Rebound by one of the Bravo boys, by Bravo. Over to Mac. Mac will take it over. Over to Wilson. Wilson will drive the baseline, put it up, and it's good. 26-13 now, just 3 minutes left in first half as Payne brings it down for the Malamutes. Over to the car. He'll shoot it up. No good. Rebound by Tretikoff. Over to Clark. Back out to Payne. He'll shoot the 3-point shot. And it's short. Rebound by Wilson. And that whistle was a foul on Gregory the car. Over the back foul on him. So Colton will bring it down for the Eagles. Bring it down fast. He's might be taking it all the way, and sure enough, he is. They're going for the layup. No good. Rebound by Clark. And he'll get it to Payne, bring it down. Oh, back to Clark. Clark to Zakar. He'll give it right back to Payne, or Clark as he cut through. He'll put it up. No good. Rebound by Mac. Mac to Ortega. He'll go up for the shot. The layup, but that's no good. We have Zakar with the ball now over to Tretikoff. He's trapped. He'll get it out to Zakar. He'll be stolen away. They're going to call a timeout. Timeout by 10 point. Could be a 30 second, so the guys will stay on the court. In for 10 point, Evan Wilson, Colton Mack, Carl Smith, Joseph Ortega, and a Bravo boy. Can't tell you who. Number 20. I never know the difference between those boys. I just know he's a Bravo boy. And for 13-26, just 2:07 left in this first half of our second game against the Sandpoint Eagles and the New Haven Malamutes. Second of four games tonight in our Peter Pan tip-off. And I believe we'll be bringing you all the games today. We'll be doing the rookies and T-Jacks next. Either way, Mac brings it down for the Eagles. Has it way down to Carl Smith. It was just a bit overthrown. I guess Colton's too tough. It just went right out of his hands and out of bounds. Position goes to the Malamutes. And we have number 32, Zakar, trying to drive in. He'll be stolen away from him by Joseph Ortega, gets it to Colton Mack. And the Bravo boy goes up for two. Nice cut by him. If I could give that boy credit, I would. But he's just number 20, the Bravo boy. And Clark with the ball for New Haven. He'll get it over to Tretikoff. They'll put it up. No good. Rebound by Zakar. Zakar will try to get it to his player, but it'll go to hand. Just Carl Smith. Yes, to Wilson. Wilson to Mack. He'll get across half court. and he'll drive his way into the hoop and go up. Oh, and it's no good. He'll almost get his own rebound, but Payne bringing it down for New Haven. Payne over to Zakhar. Zakhar to Tretikoff. He'll bring it right back to the top. He'll bring it over to Payne. Payne will drive. It'll go up, and that one's good. 15, 28, 45 seconds left. And Mack will bring it down. He calls his play. Very patient at bringing it down over to the Bravo boy. Bravo into Wilson. Wilson turns, shoots short. That one's no good. Rebound by Clark. Clark goes. Clark will almost go down with it, but he'll let his team set up. Over to Payne. He'll go up with a shot. No good. Rebound by Mack. Mack will try to make his way to the hoop. Over to Smith. Mr. Ortega. He'll shoot. Long shot. That's a three-point shot. I wasn't sure from my angle. My angle, it looked like his foot was in, but no, I'm not the one who calls that. Three-point shot. And that buzzer is the end of the first half of our second game of a Peter Pan tip-off.
Yeah, well, we're live right now in the third quarter. Since we've gotten, oh, beautiful feed down to the bottom right-hand post where Evan Wilson will take it home for 2 points. The score right now going into the second half is 33 standpoint, 15 New Haven. All right, ball in the hands of the New Haven Malamutes being tossed around right now. Stolen by Joseph. He's got a wide-open fast break. Oh, over the top. Yep, he was trying to gain control of the ball and flew up high, and he reached back and into a traveling violation. Carry the ball. So back in the hands of the Malamutes. Half-court trap, putting some pressure on New Haven, but they fire off a shot from the three-point line. It's just over, attempt by number five, Jared Payne. So back in the hands of the Malamutes, though. They're moving it around the three-point line. Shot fired one more time. There's a little floater from about 10 feet out. Not going to go down. It will go out of the baseline. And a throw-in for Sandpoint. Seeing full-court pressure here being applied by New Haven. Sandpoint's able to get past it pretty easily, though. Series of handoffs finally finds it into the possession of Colton Mack. And Colton will hang out on the half-court. Oh, and there's a reach-in foul there, number five, Jared Payne, fighting real hard to get that possession. But the little reach-in is going to get called, and that'll be a throw-in on the sideline by Colton Mack. Referee on the court, we got a few fine gentlemen. We'll get to that in a second. Okay, ball's back in action here. Colton has the ball, and he is looking to play. Number five, Jared Payne, really plays in tight defense. As Colton cuts to the left, there's a three-man swing onto him. But that leaves Evan Wilson wide open for a beautiful jumper from the free throw line. And that's good for 2 points, 35-15. Sandpoint with the half-court press. Almost gets the ball snatched away, but Malamutes hold on. And they work it around the horn, take a shot for about 10 feet in on the baseline. Left-hand side, it goes off the back of the rim, rebound by the Malamutes. Sandpoint's got to work a little bit harder on these defensive rebounds. Shooting foul on the putback, I believe number 32 for New Haven's going to go to the line. Nope. Let me scratch that. It is going to be number 5, Payne, in the mix of everything. He's going to go to the line now as he got fouled on the way up. He gets the ball from Mr. Joe Calver. Shot fired, nothing but net. Substitution. Joseph Smith will sit down. Joseph Smith. Joseph Ortega will sit down. Anthony Webster will go in. Just landed on the ground about 10 minutes ago. Right into the thick of it here. We are live at the 2016 Peter Pan tip-off. Colton Mack. I'm going to take it coast to coast. Pull up for a jumper. But, man, the ball is getting swatted away right when he pulled up. Foul on Payne. That will send Colton. They're going to call that the pass, though. Okay, that makes more sense because at the shot, it looked like a clean block, but that happened before the shot attempt, so they're going to throw him for the sideline. Colton gets it directly over to Ryder, who hands it off over to Carl Smith. Takes a shot from three-point land. It's a no-go. Rebound by New Haven. New Haven scrapping on all the boards, doing a good job beating Sandpoint there, even though they're trailing by about more than double. They're winning every board. All right, here we go. New Halen dribbling it in. Oh, they're losing the paint, but 34 on the baseline picks it up and puts it in. That's sophomore Josh Clark. Good for two. Colton beats the defense, comes really quickly back. Offense now joins him. Picks up a screen from Evan, wide open for three. Oh, beautiful arc on that. Counted for the tray. Way up like a rainbow, down, nothing but net. Beautiful swish at the end. 38-19. Ooh, trying to split the defense. Number 19 for the Malamutes falls down hard. Number 10, sorry. That's Matthew Tretikoff. Falls down real hard. It was no foul. He was just trying to split through two defenders and kind of took a hard spill. They'll throw in from the sideline. Floating shot taken from about the free throw line. It floats down and doesn't go even to the rim, but it's picked up by the New Halen Malamutes. Second shot on the putback, no good. Rebound standpoint, and here's a real fast comeback. Colton pulls up, sees a shot to no-go, so he pulls backwards and tries to get to Ryder, who is trailing behind him. The Ryder runs into a couple of defenders. And the ball will go out of bounds at the baseline. Standpoint throwing it in. Nice little float in. Oh, Carl just tips it up. Doesn't go down, but Colton's waiting for the rebound. That was a really nice play. Good placement by Colton on the throw-in. 5-second violation on the Eagles, spending a little too much time hanging out in the paint. So a turnover, and ball goes into the hands of the Malamutes. Half-court press, again, not being broken too easily. And there's a steal by Ryder, and a fast break. He's got to hang on to it, and he does! It rolled all the way around the top of the rim. Finally makes its way down to the bottom. This half-court press is definitely, you can tell, been the key factor in standpoint. Because there's another steal off the right there, leaving Ryder wide open for a layup. But this time, a little too much pepper on it, and it goes off the glass and back behind the rim. Looking at the boys at Port Allsworth right now, coming down, getting ready for their next game. New Halen wearing their whites. They are the home team, standpoint, and the traveling Blues. Shot fired right there by the Malamutes. Doesn't go down. And standpoint doing a better job on the rebounds. Colton gets the ball. He spins around, looks for a pass. Doesn't see it, so it just winds up for the shot. Doesn't go in. Evan gets the ball. Gets slapped on the hand as he tries to power his way in. No call by the ref. Ball's in the hands of the Malamutes. They're going to take it all the way down. Over the top being called on 34, Josh Clark. Clark went over the top trying to get his hands on the ball. 3:36 on the clock here in the third. 19-40, standpoint with a controlling lead of this game. And here's Colton. They're going to take their time coming up. There's a half-court trap being set up right there. Nice pressure by the Malamutes. Colton's moving around and takes it. It's over to Anthony Webster. Beautiful shot by Anthony. It goes just over the rim. Rebound by the Malamutes. But here we go. Moving in now. Malamutes have possession. Taking the ball in. But, oh, knocked away. Picked back up, though, by number 20, 32. He tries to pass it to number 23. That is, Jared Ketchikoff. The ball stolen by Colton Mack, and he takes it all the way home. And we've got a timeout being called here by New Halen. As they are going to try to slow this pace down a little bit. Take a chance to say thank you to everyone for tuning in right now. This is a 2016 Peter Pan tip-off here live in King Cove. We've got 3 days of basketball coming your way. Lots of action. I just have seen the revised schedule. We have this game right now, which began around 4:30, standpoint New Halen. This is the boys. And then, coming up at 6, we will have King Cove T-Jack squaring off against the Port Allsworth boys. And then 7:30, the rookies against the Port Allsworth girls. So two more games after this. King Cove will go against Port Allsworth on both. Boys first at 6, the girls at 7:30. And then we'll kick things off tomorrow at 1:30. So we'll take a picture of this and get it up to you guys on the web so you can see the updated schedule. Thanks for tuning in, though. We're about to start this quarter back up again. Under 3 minutes on the clock. Again, the score 42-19, standpoint in the lead. A good passing on the baseline leaves the ball wide open for number 10, but he tried to kick it right back and it gets knocked out. It just goes past the hands of the Malamute player onto the other side. As soon as he touches, it's there and back. Turnover you hate to see in the game. Colton takes it, fires off a quick shot. It was on the left-hand side. Rebound by Wolf Jackson, who's now in the game. Pass all around, falling to the outside where Joseph Ortega takes a nice shot for three. goes off the front of the rim, bounces high, and oh, tight defense, though. The rebound was number 32. And the rebound by Gregory Zachar goes out of bounds as Ryder just puts on tight defense. There's that nice little tip-up by Carl, passed in by Colton Mack. He tries to float it in, but he'll get fouled on the way up and go to the line for two.
Okay.
So here we go, a chance for 2 points from the line. See that the boys from King Cobra are already all lined up and ready in their new jerseys. Yes, newer jerseys. They're gold. They look great. Carl's first attempt. Hard off the front of the rim. Joe Calvert is just one of the greatest referees in this region. Always going to explain everything to the players and to the fans. All right, there's a shot right there by Carl Smith, and it is good. 2:30 on the clock. About to end this third quarter. Again, the score 43-19. Malamud's doing a great job working the ball down to the bottom post. And a nice shot, bottom right-hand post off the glass and count it. Full court pressure. Colton just runs right past it. Defense catches up, though. So here we go. Offense moving around for the Sandpoint Eagles. Bringing it in. Pitching out to the outside. Long distance two by Carl. No good. No follow-up either. He could have gotten that, but Ryder was there for it. Here's another high arcing shot by Colton that does not go down. Yet another attempt by Sandpoint as they go for a putback. Putback is no good as well, and it's going to slowly roll out of bounds. All right, now I'm just with the ball. Here's number 10 with it. I'm just going to say the number of their name, Matthew Trechikoff. Moving it down, 32, gets a good attempt from the post up. He drops it down, Gregory Zachar, no good. Quick break by the Sandpoint Eagles. They try to get the ball back, and they do. That was Joseph Ortega with a layup attempt. No good. Scrum for the ball. Goes into the hands of the Mountain. Number 34, trying to make something happen. He pitches it back. Should just take it all the way. Josh Clark. Ball lost but recovered by the Mountain. And now New Haven struggling hard trying to get the ball back. And I don't know who that foul is going to be. Another foul called on 34. That's a fourth team foul in this quarter for New Haven. 34 fighting real hard for it. Trying to get it. Just a little too much contact. Josh Clark, he's a sophomore. I remember these boys from when they were younger. All right, Joseph sends it outside. 2 points on the line. Drains it. Long distance two by Carl Smith. 45-21. Good job feeding it in and sending it back out. Taking the shot that they want. Ooh, 10. Good job faking the shot and then pulling back when he saw the hand get into his face. Petrikov. Ball being passed around. Oh, long distance three. Tetrikoff with a little redemption there on that one. Sees a shot and takes it. Not sure if him in 32. Nope, that's Gregory Zachar. They're not twins. All right, here's Sandpoint with the ball now. Moving it down, taking it to the right-hand side. Colton Mack to the baseline. All the way back out. Pitched around to Carl Smith on the baseline. Drain it. That time it's a three. And this now is for 48-24. Sandpoint hanging out right in double territory. Good job moving the ball down, getting past the defense. Could have taken it all the way, but instead 32 just sends it out back to the perimeter where it gets lost. And a cherry-pick pass over to Ryder Gunnarsson sets him up for a nice, easy layup. 50 now to 24. 13 seconds on the clock. Ball gets tipped out by Sandpoint. Substitution is Joshua Bravo is going to find his way in, and Wolf's going to come on out. All right, here we go now. The ball is moving in fast. Low shot taken by number 10. Petrikov doesn't go in. Two chances now for the offense to put back. That second time is good, and there's the buzzer. As we go to the end of the third quarter, 50-26 is the score. Sandpoint with a dominating lead, and we'll give you 1 minute on the clock, and we'll be back.
And let's take a listen to a couple of our underwriters again on this game here. I just got to get the right buttons here. And here we go, folks. You can hear a couple of these.
This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn. Located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily. For reservations and more information, 866-258-7999 or online, CopperWhale.com. This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay. For more information or reservations, 888-FLY.
And we are back here to the conclusion of this game, Sandpoint versus New Haven at the Peter Pan tip-off, day one. Score 50-26, Sandpoint definitely has a commanding lead here. I'm going to throw it on the sideline. Colton Mack will take it for the Eagles and look for someone to get on open here. It's been good, tight defense for the Malamutes. Finding the ball over to Evan Wilson. He's going to take a shot from just inside the three-point line. It's going to go around the rim and back out. Rebound by New Haven. They'll walk the ball up. That half-court trap, though, really obviously giving the guys a hard time. But good effort by the Malamutes, running it down to the baseline and then running the baseline. Ball goes up and does not make its way in. Coach Bob McMaskey for the Malamutes, an epic coach who is really well known for coaching girls basketball. All right, this is boys basketball, and he's coaching the boys right now. All right, here they go, moving around. Eagles with the ball. They find Carl Smith, who fires off a real quick shot. Had good distance, just a little bit off on the line to the left. Rebound by New Haven. New Haven with the ball. Ooh, working his way through three defenders and then taking it all the way for a nice little floating layup. Doesn't quite make it in, but good effort by number 23, Jared Richtikoff. Here comes Sandpoint. No fight for the rebound over here on Sandpoint. They take a shot, and it just falls right into the hands of the Malamutes. Not a single box out attempt there. All right, pass goes in and hits the arm of Carl Smith. Into the hands of Colton Mack now. Tough turnover there. Evan Wilson takes it, takes a shot, runs into the paint. Nice high off the glass. Oh, barely misses it. And he ran into all sorts of traffic on that one, too. A high pass number 34. He's going to fire it off now. Josh Clark, and he drained that shot for two from about 10 feet out. Good little post-up jumper. Colton's going to run past the defense and pull up for a shot at the top of the key. Drains that one. Nothing but net. Nice response to that long, too. 53-28 now, 6:22 to go in this game. Don't forget, coming up, we have King Cove squaring off against Port Allsworth. Two more games for you guys tonight. Ball moving around. Shot up for Manicotic. Or not Manicotic. I keep wanting to call him Malamutes Manicotic. It's New Haven. No good. Pass it around and wide open on the baseline. That's just how you want to do it. Outlet pass to Ryder, who was very generous and passed it right across the other side of the post. Where Joseph Ortega sinks it for two. All right, now here we come with the Malamutes looking for some action. They get it down to the paint. Ball on the floor, picked up, though, by 34. Again, Josh Clark, and this time he puts it away one more time. Colton, again, moving fast on the offense. He beats the D, but he also beats his team. He's going to fire a shot. Doesn't go down, but Evan's right there for the pickup. Oh, tries to take it all the way home. Good effort, but, man, just a hair off. Evan's been right there nearly on the money. Ooh, watching 34. That kid just took it all the way. Defense slow getting back. You cannot get lazy here, even when you're this far ahead, because 34 just had an open back door there. They saw it. He took the pass, and he just walked it in. Oh, but that's just equally open as Ryder did a great job getting the ball, faked out the defender. He flies right past him, and then he just sidesteps and puts it in. Beautiful, beautiful composure by Ryder Gunnarsson. Here's 34 with the ball again, Josh Clark. He can do some good stuff with it. He's going to hand off 32 now, taking the shot. Gregory Zakar, no good. Rebound by New Haven, and this time it is good on the putback. Jared Richtikoff. Going to call a delay of game penalty there, I believe. Oh, shoelaces are tied. Maybe it was a delay of game. I think it was a. Maybe a celebratory thing that the referee is telling them that doesn't fly. And there we go. 34, Josh Clark picking up a blocking call. He was following just for take it tightly. Definitely had a little contact. And they are calling those more strictly this year. That's for sure. So you got to watch out. Here's Carl with the ball again. Ooh, reach in, no call. Feeds it over to Colton. All the way around the horn, where Evan will take a shot for three. Oh, and it swirls its way in. Good shot by Evan. Getting three on the board. 60-34 now with 4:22 to go here. New Haven with the ball. There's their own long shot for three. No good, though. Man, alley-oop putback. It's a just went way over the rim. 34 just grabs it and puts it up there. Josh Clark, that kid definitely has some skills. All right, here we go. Same point with the ball. Again, outlet passes all the way down to the baseline with Carl Smith. Takes the shot. No good. Here's a fast break attempt, number 5 for the New Haven, Jared Payne. His shot's a no-go. Good rebound. Good fight for the rebound by Joseph Ortega. And Ortega will get the ball to Colton. Oh, Colton wasn't watching, and Payne almost knocked the ball out from behind. Colton regains composure, though, and takes it into the paint and floats it up from about 7 feet out, which is in for 2. 62-36. All the way home once again, Josh Clark. And they're going to call a foul on Evan. He was trailing with him all the way on the side. And Josh doing the right thing there, bumping him on the way up, drawing the foul. And so that will send Mr. Clark to the line for a chance for 2. 3:35 left to go in this game. First attempt's good, making the score 37. 62-37. Standpoint in the lead for those who are just joining us. Substitution as Evan's going to sit down and Carl Smith will sit down as well. Anthony Webster in. And I believe Wolf Jackson also in. Ryder, Wolf, Colton, Anthony, Joseph Ortega. We got all fresh blood here. Oh, a pass down to Wolf. He's able to keep a hand on it. Finds Anthony Webster, who drains it for 3. Beautiful shot by Anthony Webster. See if that half-court press is still in action. It's a high 3-2 zone. That leaves the bottom wide open. 14 sees it. He takes an attempt, but good job on the back two defenders on closing in on 14 there. Robert Beluta keeping things safe on the back end. That 3-2 zone can get very dangerous. Abraham Bravo will come in for Joseph Ortega. Joseph's had a great game. Colton moving real fast. He's got no offense and a few defenders right in front of him, so he's going to swing back and go back towards the half-court line. Feeding it over to Ryder. Ryder working his way. He's really worked on his ball handling skills this year. You can see it. Botched handoff and travel there, yep. It was a handoff to Colton. He was going really fast. It bobbled off him, and he was running while it happened. No bounces, all juggling, traveling every day. Throw-in from the sideline for New Haven. Under 3 to go here in the game. The score is 65-38 with Sam Point in the lead. Nice feed down to 32. He's going to run it into the paint and float it in from about 8 feet out. That's Gregory Zakar. Colton takes it. Passes in from the paint all the way outside to Ryder. Takes a long 2-point shot. I'm going to say right now, New Haven has a lot of talent. It just seems like they're very undeveloped in a lot of ways, but they have a lot of great like glimmerings of what they can do. All right. Good effort by Wolf Jackson. The ball was passed long and high. He just sails up there and knocks it out of bounds, disrupting the play. The throw in now for the Mountaineers. New Haven. Oh, off the toe of the dribbler and out of bounds. Number 32 with that one, Gregory Zakar. Another substitution. Joseph Bravo comes in, relieves Ryder Gunderson, who's also been another key factor in the Sandpoint Eagles season this year. Pass to Anthony Webster, gets knocked out of bounds by New Haven. Throw in by Colton Mack. And Colton, going to get it over to Abraham. It goes on the floor. Second pass goes on the floor as well, but Sandpoint's able to maintain control. 2:19 on the clock, and I think Sandpoint's just going to try to run out some time. Colton calls for the pick, takes it into the post. Ball gets lost, but Wolf's there to pick it up. Good fake pass. Good fake shot. Cross-course pass over to the Anthony Webster, who feeds it to the top of the key, where Abraham Bravo will take the shot. Good ball movement. Oh, this time Joshua passes it down low on the baseline to Wolf. We're going to get a foul there. Foul on Joshua as he was trying to recover the ball. He brings a little bit too much force. All right, under 2 to go here in the game. Coming up next, we do have King Cove squaring off against Fort Allsworth Lynx, and that is going to be King Cove boys game from what the schedule says. As you see, the boys are dressed out. Count the shot for New Haven, making their score 42. Sandpoint still in the lead at 65. Colton's moving past a two-man trap here, trying to play a tight defense, and they're doing a good job. But it leaves them open on the bottom end, and that's right where Wolf gets the ball on the baseline. Oh, and he just sails it up, almost getting the 2 points, not quite. Here we go. Mound moves with the ball. Oh, running the baseline. Joshua Bravo bringing on the heat there. He just pretty much plowed right into the guy that was making the move, and coach is grabbing up and saying, you got to simmer it down a little bit. That's a little too aggressive. You know, you don't run into people in basketball. Josh is a really great kid, and you know he's just trying to get out there and do his best for sure. It's good that coach put him in there, give him a chance to learn, teaching him, because it's the only way you can learn. 1:16 on the clock. First attempt from the line for number 14 is a no-go, Robert Belita. Colton's going to sit down now. We've got Ryder Gunderson swinging in. All right. Ryder comes in, sits down. Second attempt is good for Belita. And here we go, Sandpoint with possession and a 1:15 on the clock. Moving the ball down the baseline again, outside perimeter ball. Ooh, we're going to have a travel there. Yep. An extra pivot from Ryder along with a dribble. It's going to give Ryder the chance to do some ball handling and some point guarding. They're able to wise up on that three-man trap at the top. Charge. Taken by Wolf like a champ. A little slow getting up, getting pulled up by his boys. Looks like he may have got the wind knocked out of him there. Yeah, he's a little dazed, but, oh, man, Wolf took that one like a champ. Good job, Wolf. He's running again, doing fine. Good job there. All right, here's the ball now in the hands of the Eagles with less than a minute to go, 65-43. It's safe to say, Sandpoint walking away with the win. Nice feed down to Wolf, who gets the ball off-balance shot. No good, but, man, Joshua with the rebound puts it up and gets fouled. Joshua's going to the line for a chance to two. 52 on the clock, 65-43. There's definitely been a little bit of recovery here in the fourth quarter by New Haven. They have definitely closed the gap a little bit. Hard shot by Joshua. He thought that one was going in. The disappointment when Joshua was so passionate to get a point on the board. Got to take his time, deep breath, put in. No, that was good. Oh, off the back of the rim. Rebound to Wolf Jackson. He fights hard for the board. He's got defenders all around. He's able to pitch it out to Ryder. Oh, just slips right off the fingers. Anthony Webster and out of bounds. 45 on the clock now, and here's the Malamutes with possession. And another chance to close the gap here and just make the scoreboard look a little bit nicer. Ball in play, right open in the paint. Wide open lane there. No one closed in on. 32 was not able to capitalize. There's going to be a foul right there. Yep, Sandpoint. Number 5, Anthony Webster. Kind of running in there, trying to get his hands on the ball. Draws a little contact. The throw in from the baseline. That's a 15 foul in this half for Sandpoint. They've done a good job controlling that. Moving the ball around, Sandpoint, or the New Haven Malamutes looking for a chance. A shot goes up and off the back of the rim. Follows up with his own rebound and puts a putback 32. Gregory Zakar. Here's Sandpoint, though. Good ball handling by Ryder. He did a fast stop and pivot. Oh, wide open to Joshua. Puts it up high. Oh, no good. Abraham with the board. Put back. No good. 32 gets the rebound this time. Zakar. There's a buzzer. And that will do it. A 20-point victory for Sandpoint. 65-45. Big win right there.